Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Drive is live. As you heard, Luke there, Clint is out today. Tyler is in the building. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see our beautiful electric faces. And I am I'm hip to your get down here, Luke. You appear to be someone who likes to wear conversation starters. Like, this is the second time you have worn a conversation starter.
I respect it.
Like, he wore the referee's get up.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that led to us.
I didn't know that's where it was going to go.
That father son umpiring team has a umpiring school somewhere in Florida that we had no idea.
Now he's doing it for the culture.
And now he's. Now he's doing it for the culture.
Oh.
He knew exactly. He has not. Oh. He has not walked into a room where nobody hadn't said Tommy Cutlet. He did it to us. Susie ran in. Reggie said it. Tommy Cutlet.
Luke had some gabagool for lunch today.
Yes, sir. Right. Somebody on the elevator too, by the way.
Damn it, Luke ain't slick. So this is how you pull him, ain't it, Luke? Luke gets out there and just, that's how he starts conversations with the ladies, just conversation starters by a finger.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, Tommy Cutler, that's a really cool shirt. Really, thank you. Yeah, I like that. I like it. Yeah, I see what you hit to. I see what your game is. A lot to get to today. It is Wednesday, so a little stock up, stock down in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll hear from our guy as the Rockets, they clinch a playoff berth. Not just a playoff berth, but they clinched the number 2 seed in the Western Conference, which is a hell of an accomplishment when you look at this team.
Let's go, Rockets.
Before we start it, we'll hear from Brandon Scott. Rockets report 440, so stay tuned to that. But I do want to get to the Astros, because there's some news there. But would you all, I don't know if you've seen this, LeBron James. Sorry.
What are we doing?
Just clapping for greatness. LeBron James becomes the first male athlete to become a Kenbassador. He is the first male athlete to have a...
What are we doing?
Ken doll. He's got a Ken doll. Like, would you judge me if I tried to purchase one?
Yes. I'm already judging you for bringing this ish up at 2:03 on Houston's number one show.
You would, well, this is why. You would judge, like, you would judge me if I bought, like, I mean, like I'm not going to play with or nothing, but I just like it be a nice thing to have up.
It makes it worse.
Why? Just to have up?
Nah, like, man.
People have posters, things like that. This is history.
Poster would make more sense, bro. Thing?
I'm like you.
How much is this?
I'm thinking about it.
Before like, I think any harder about making this purchase.
You would judge. God, it's the first thing that comes up. How much is it? Price. Well, like, someone texted in, that's where they're starting the show. You're damn right. Okay? $75. That's a little more than I would like to spend. But you can get them at Target, Amazon, Walmart.
Hold on, Joe.
I'm thinking about it.
Do you think it becomes a collector's item?
Yes.
I wouldn't judge it. Yeah, I think it's
now,
worth
I don't
it.
Know if I would give it away. So will it come with little hair plugs? Nah. They got a hat on him. I don't know if the hat
Good
comes
move.
Off. He does have a watch in it. He does have... Someone texted Ryan, you better buy a new phone before you buy that deal.
That is a tremendous point, listener.
No,
great
no,
point. You
no,
better. I you can, better.
Now that we have found out the way to turn them up and down again, I have lost both of the volume buttons.
You're welcome.
On my phone. But we have found a way to turn it up and down. This is. I've got another 6, 7, 8 months out of this. $75 for this doll? As you said, I didn't even think about that. The collector's item? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking about getting it. 75? I've been investing in that thing. There you go. Get that signed.
Invest.
Someone said, get Stop. You one show. Pause, though. You know, pause. He ain't naked. I'm going to put it up in my little office. Have it like I got. I've got the signed football thing
look
from
good,
J.J.
Man.
Watt. I've got a couple of other things. And I'm gonna put that right up, right there.
That'll look real good, bro.
Because right, like, how different is it from getting a bobblehead? Is there a real difference?
When I was a kid, I collected bobbleheads,
like,
dude.
Who's your all-time favorite athlete?
All-time?
Brett Favre? Yeah, Brett Favre's Tyler's all-time favorite athlete.
He's up there, but not number one. Probably Craig Biggio.
Craig Biggio. If you got a chance to get a Craig Biggio bobblehead doll, you get it, right?
100%.
$75, not bad. Same thing.
Much better hairline.
If they made a Craig Biggio, if he was number two, the second one to get a Ken doll, Craig Biggio got it. You would think about putting that up? You got a man cave. You got your little astronaut. You would put that up? Yes.
Yeah. You bring up.
I just got a new bottle of Blanton's on the way, boss. Coming. $150.
Great Saved choice.
On that. And here we go.
Tremendous choice, by the way. As soon as I heard that yesterday, thing. That was the pick.
Look at it. It comes with a watch. It comes with multiple pairs of shoes.
Well, you make it seem like you could use the watch. And you could wear the shoes. Who cares about the outfit? The accessories.
Who cares about LeBron?
I do. And most of you do. Do you believe, real quick, I didn't mean to get here. Do you believe in hate watching?
Absolutely.
Do you believe people really hate watch? Or are you secretly entertained? Like, do you watch by entertaining? Like, honest to God, do you turn on, like, you turn on the, because I feel like if you hate something, you don't watch it.
That's an interesting
like I,
question.
You know what I mean? Like, I think in some way you're entertained. Like, many of you, oh, God, I can't wait till they fire your ass, Ron. When are you going to leave the show? And I say to you, come on, man, you're entertained. You keep coming. Like, you keep coming. Not only do you keep coming, you're texting. Like, there is no basketball game that will probably be more viewed than anybody from him.
Yeah,
you're entertained some way.
Like, LeBron in particular, in my own fandom, in my own NBA fandom, I can speak directly to that because I have both at different times. I've tuned in and watched LeBron James for his greatness on the court. 100% have, especially those Heat days. But I've definitely tuned in to sports hate, watch LeBron James as well. I know I do. I can't speak for everyone else, but I definitely sports hate watch sometimes.
I don't think you're hate watching. I think you're entertained.
I see where.
I think you're entertained. Like, my man right here, Kick Rocks. I go out of my way to not watch LeBron James or the Cowboys. So you just take half sports off. But that right there,
wow,
if you
dude.
Really hate something, you hate it. That's why I tell people when they text in that nonsense, well, then why are you listening to something that you hate? You're not. You don't hate it. You're entertained. I used to say I hate watch Duke. No, I'm entertained, and I may be rooting against him, but I'm still entertained. Like, I'm entertained. I was entertained by Cooper Flagg, even though he didn't really do what I was hoping he would do. But I don't know that I believe in hate watching.
I think you've convinced me. I think you've brought me around because I think for myself, not necessarily sports, because with sports I'm entertained at least by the other team, I could say. But like, I think of trashy reality TV I watch where there's some that I just refuse to watch and others I'll hate watch. But because there is a certain element of entertainment they provide that the other shows I refuse to watch do. So I think,
yes,
I think no. You've convinced me. I think like you've brought me in.
Like Tyler, you won't go and buy an album and listen to an album from somebody that you hate.
No. Yeah, I won't torture like, you know my own I mean? Ears.
Or like, way. I don't think I'd go watch a show or like. Right. I'm trying to think of an actor I hate. Jeremy Irons, just because of his role as Scar. I have always hated Jeremy Irons, and I won't watch a Jeremy Irons movie.
Damn.
His role in Scar, and maybe he did his job so well that yeah. I bought it. I hated him, and once I found out who Jeremy Irons, who played that role, that no good son of a bitch, had what he did to him, pushing him off that, and then making Simba think he did it. Once I found out that was Jeremy Irons, I was done. And
just from The Voice?
Yes, from The Voice.
You didn't even need to see him.
And I found out, who is this person? And I'm like, no. Nope. I'm done. I'm done with Jeremy Irons. So I won't watch his movies. Even if Denzel's in it, I won't watch his movies.
Damn, that's strong.
Unless Denzel's killing him. All right, that was a little strong. All right. A lot to get to. I don't know how we pulled off the side of the road on that, but I'll take it. The Astros, we lost one. You out there at your desk, wherever you are, pour one out for Rafael Montero. Somehow he was able to swindle the Astros and Jim Crane out of a 3-year deal worth $11 million per that he had no business getting. No business whatsoever getting. And they finally found a suitor to take him, the Atlanta Braves. We've lost Rafael Montero. I'll pour one out for Raf. There's a little bit out there. I'll drink some too. But I'm... Yeah, go ahead, man. Just, yeah. Man, so many great memories with Rafael Montero. There was that one time when, you know, he was really pitching well when they won the World Series. And then he saw before his very eyes, as we all watched, Brian Abreu just pass his ass up.
He was pitching well, then he won.
We watched him get that eighth inning yanked from him, and then he went to the seventh, and then it was really shaky. And then the next year, somehow, he was able to get that contract. And, I mean, he sucked from the very start. They didn't even, I mean, no team would even pick him up when he cleared. And he just had to come right back to AAA Sugar Land. And now he's gone. He's gone. So
long, friend.
Shout out to Rafael Montero. You still will have that $34 million. It's the end. It's over. And Lord knows they could have help in the middle relief. Lord knows they could use help right there, Taylor Scott. But that's all right. Gone. It's over. I'm watching this game last night as they continue to be offensively challenged.
Yeah.
And they come up with two runs. I'm watching this game last night. And Clint is somebody who refuses. And many of you fall into this camp. Clint is somebody who is in refusal to acknowledge the captain, Joe Espada, as even a real manager.
I think Clint
still views him as a number two. And there are many people there. I can't, like, some people I've seen this text come in. I hope we just go ahead and lose this year so we can get rid of the manager. I will say this. If the Astros get their way to postseason this year, the captain, as I call him, Joe Espada, he deserves all of his flowers. And nobody should be saying anything else. You've watched these teams, Tyler. Luke, you've watched them. Those listening, you've watched them. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Kick Rocks, Lauren, Magic, all of you on YouTube and Twitch, you've watched this Astros team. You tell me if I'm wrong. This right now is by far the worst Astros team that there has been in this run.
For sure.
Like in this run. Now we'll see. Maybe something else sparks. But this is the worst the Astros have been in this run, right? They've got some pieces. Like I think there is still a possibility and a chance for them to get to the postseason. But I think their manager is going to have to play a much bigger role than the manager maybe has had to really in the past, because especially during the regular season, because of the rosters they've had. But right now, they are struggling with multiple people in the order, and not a lot of them have history to make you feel comfortable like, all right, if Yordan or Alvarez were struggling. Like, they're putting up two runs a night, it seems like. Maybe two. Maybe three. They're struggling to get to Abreu and Hader. Right? Taylor Scott has given up runs multiple days. Blew the game yesterday. Or 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Gave up a run yesterday. Their two most dependable players are 34 years. Two of their two most dependable players in Walker and Altuve are 34-plus years old. Like, help the rotation. After Framber and Hunter, like, and now injuries here, you don't really know what. If he is able to guide this team to the postseason, I don't want to hear it from Clint. I don't want to hear it from anybody else, because Joe Espada will have deserved his flowers, and you can't take it away, because Dusty didn't have a team this bad. AJ Hinch didn't have a team this bad. Like, I'm not saying they suck, right? I'm not saying they're the Rockies, but they haven't had teams this bad in the run.
I do agree with that part. Before I would offer up my retort, I would ask, just simply based off of these first, like, say, 2 weeks, has that altered your projection? If you go back and think of how many wins the Astros would get this year at the start of the season, how much would you change that number now?
I probably had them in the upper 80s.
Uh-huh.
I'd say probably three to five games lesser. Mm, yeah, you have a bigger jump.
No, I actually have them kind of at the same.
Same, yeah.
Because I'm one of those cliched guys of it's still too soon, where I'm not worrying just yet. And, you know, I like to bet on the NFL, like most people do, I'm sure. And, like, if you look back at last year, the New York Jets were one of these teams that Vegas was very high on.
Yeah.
And then the Jets were favored all year, and it took them a while to come off that spot. And you can kind of find some weak lines in September, because it takes Vegas a little while to adjust. The reason why I bring this up is because they do all the work all offseason, the smart bookmakers in Las Vegas, and they don't alter those plans based off of the first few weeks of, in this case, the NFL season. I'm going to look at the Astros as the same way, that whatever I thought about their plan and the players they brought in and the roster they constructed, I'm not going to come off of that just yet. I think it's still too soon. I do agree with your overall point that this is definitely the worst roster we've seen for this Astros team.
I'm not saying, Luke, they can't make their goals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, and mind you, this was something walking into it that you knew, right? I don't know. We'll see. I thought Diaz would be somebody more that you can depend on. Early, but right now he is really struggling. But you could just look up and down it, man. Hey, they was having Correa and Springer and you know, with a prime Altuve. You know, they had all these guys at once, like, were, you know, that wife swindler Reddick was like the worst player on the team, right? In the rotation, you knew, well, guys, this is not close. Even the last year's roster, right? With Tucker for most of the time, and Bregman, and that, like, this doesn't even jump to that, right? And I'm just simply saying, Joe Espada, if he guides this team to the postseason like they have been for the last eight years, like, this is like you. There's a case to be made. This is a better managing job than what the previous two managers did, who both won championships.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I think I would also put last year kind of in that category too, where they had a bunch of, you know, injuries, as they already do this year. Yep. They had some young guys come up and have to play, especially on that pitching staff, starting rotation, play a bigger role than maybe anticipated. So to coax those guys, you know, to a successful season. And then also, for example, like, he used more pinch hitters last year than the Astros have used in nearly a decade. And so
he's going to have to use more of them this year.
For sure.
Like, they keep bringing – they bring him into the fold where he has to do more. Like, mm-hmm. You have to depend on his managing and decisions more. Right. There ain't – like, he's just ain't got a lineup that he gets to just write out.
No, right.
Right, like – He wants to tinker, and there's reason to tinker.
Even just with the positioning, like Altuve's in left field. Now he's going to be in second. Jordan's playing left field today, but we got a DH. Right, Altuve's DHing today. We got a platoon, Smith and DeSenza out there because they're both young guys and dealing with a lot. Dubon's moving all over. So, for sure, I think you're requesting more from your manager than the Astros have had to in the past and that most teams are. You know, like the Yankees, the Red Sox, probably even the Guardians. Those are teams that are more set, ready to operate, and it makes the manager job a lot easier. You just plug and play. Where right now, yeah, Espada, he's the puppet master. He's going to have to be the puppet master, pulling the the right strings here to get the most out of this roster. Because it goes back to even the start of the season. It might have been when I was on In the Loop at the time. I don't remember what show, but I was confused by some of the roster construction, and I think that makes it harder on the manager right now to get the most out of this roster and the weapons he has available.
My man said, text line said they got two managers. Him and Dana. That's probably why it ain't working as well so much. All right, off and rolling here on The Drive. Coming up, Mel Kiper has his latest mock draft, and we'll go through who he has going to the Texans at 25, and I got to hear what your reaction would be if that was the pick. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The Houston Texans are on the clock.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Luke Morrow in the building as Clint is out, but The Drive is still live, and the draft is upcoming, and yes, nobody will cover it better than we will here in Houston on Sports Radio 610, so stay right here with us. Shout out to John Harris, who generally comes on Texas All Access behind us. He was on with the boys on In the Loop and gave some great draft conversation there. You might want to check that out on the podcast page to hear John Harris, who's one of the best in the business, and he knows all these players and had some really cool things to say. Mel, who has this unique ability to make others that are working at his network that cover the draft morph themselves into start to look like Mel. I don't know if you've seen Field Yates, but Field Yates is starting to slowly morph with his hair and everything to look like, I don't know if this is a homage to Mel. I don't know, but he is. They put Field Yates up into that split screen with Mel, and Field is starting to adopt the same looks as Mel Kiper. But Mel Kiper put out his 4.0 mock draft, and he has the Texans drafting Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon, 6'4", 315. We've had some people have some mixed conversations about it. We even heard John Harris earlier say he showed some really, and he was there at the Senior Bowl, showed some really, really good moments, then had some really, really tough moments also, in particular a bull rush that he got with him. But I'm just wondering if they go up there and that is the pick. If Commissioner Roger Goodell walks up there and says, with the 25th pick, the Houston Texans select Josh Connerly Jr., tackle, Oregon. What's your reaction to that pick? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What's your reaction to that pick if it is Josh Connerly Jr. from Oregon, the tackle?
My reaction would be, wow, Mel actually got one.
That is unnecessary.
Oh, well.
You missed a Trent deal for one time, and that's...
yeah, something like that. No, I would like the pick. I would like it a lot. You know, by all accounts, certainly a first-round talent. He was a big prospect. Went into this past year as a top tackle, got off to a slow start, and I think that hurt his draft stock in a lot of ways and finished the season strong. But I think for the Texans, for me, the way I look at it is I just group the offensive line together. Ideally, I would like a guard. But if there's somebody of value at that spot that, say, there is a guy you view, maybe him as that starting tackle that could be one of your bookends for years to come, then I think it's certainly worth taking. So best available on the offensive line at that point. I would still have questions about the construction of the offensive line and the resources being devoted to the tackle positions more so than the interior, and this would continue to move in that trend. But just in general, I think you come away with a player you can be excited about to try to bolster really the biggest weakness of this team. I would like the pick if he's available. They grab him then. I think he has the potential to be, you know, very good tackle, start right away, and be your guy here moving forward for hopefully the foreseeable future.
Cornbread on YouTube and Twitch says, no! We need an interior offensive lineman.
No, God!
I think I would probably be closer to that range. Let me ask you this. If they made this pick, is it a guarantee to you that he starts?
It should be. He should start.
Is it? No. See, don't mince words. Well, is it a guarantee? Is it a guarantee, Luke, that they draft the tackle? Because this would be now, they got 4.5.
I know.
They got 4.5 tackles that you could sense and see starters. Maybe Trent Brown at the lower end of it. I know how you feel about Cam Robinson, but Cam Robinson's there. You've got, I'd say 4.5 because Titus is a half, right? Even though he may be your best tackle. You've got Blake Fisher, who you just drafted in the second round last year as a tackle, right? And then this would be another one. Like, is it a guarantee that he starts? I don't think it's a guarantee that he starts.
I would agree, based off of the roster construction, yeah.
And I will be damned if the 25th pick, your first round pick, is not a straight up, especially if you draft him on the offensive line, that he is not a step in day one starter. Like that to me, and D'Amico has said it himself. D'Amico has said, yep, we expect that guy to be a day one starter. I don't think they can draft anybody. Now, I'm not saying he can't. Like, if he just sucks in training camp and just not a good player and is struggling, that's one thing. But not to draft him in there and just, hey, man, he's going to be the fourth or fifth tackle. Like, your 25th pick can't be what Blake Fisher was last year.
I agree.
Like, that you don't, like, so it's got to be either an interior lineman that you are going to draft, to me, a receiver. Hell, I don't think they should go defense. But hell, if it's a D tackle that you think's going to be a starter for you, that makes more sense. They can't draft. They can't bring on their fifth tackle, and him not start, right? And then if he does start, then I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I paid $14 million for Cam Robinson not to play, to be a swing tackle. Like, I just, to me, I would have a real problem with this pick if it were actually Josh Connerly Jr. I understand the upside, whatever, but you didn't carve this out. Y'all not in rebuild mode. Y'all trying to get to the next step. You have laid it out what you're looking for. I just, like, that would be problematic for me if they went here.
Man, I'm trying to get my thoughts. I see both sides. I don't feel as strong. I do prefer the interior lineman. I don't feel as strongly as you do in that regard. But I would also say, I guess more long-term, I mean, if this could be a guy that could be a starting tackle for you for, let's just say, hypothetically, the next 10 years, maybe the Texans see him with that sort of upside. What's more valuable? What do you view as more valuable on the offensive line, the tackles or the interior, just in general?
I think the tackles and centers are the most important offensive linemen.
Because you make the case, because you do have, you know, the tackles you brought in are on those one-year deals. Could you make the case that for the next, say, 5 years, it's better to grab this guy who could be that tackle beyond this year and help shore up, you know, the end, you know, say your left tackle to help your young quarterback for the foreseeable future as opposed to an interior lineman?
I'm not saying that doesn't make sense, Luke.
Yeah.
But you have let it be known, like, y'all not rebuilding right now. Y'all not building up. Y'all trying to get past where you were, and that is AFC Championship. He said trying to kick the door down. You have made this decision that, like, hey, maybe the second round, that's a guy that's a future, but not right now. That first dude has to, but you got too many issues that you can feel to be a team that has aspirations to get to an AFC Championship game to draft somebody with your most premium pick and say, man, I don't know if you're going to start. Like, you can play as good as you, as well as you can. I don't know if you're going to start. That to me can't be it. Your thoughts, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, where are you at on that? We'll get you ready coming up for the Astros. They got a little day baseball. We'll give you the lineup. And, yes, where is Altuve? We'll let you know. He's playing a different spot than he has played all week. So we'll let you know the latest there and the latest on Spencer Arrighetti. All of that coming up next, right?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You're live on the drive.
Well, hey, boys.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
From the text line, I didn't get to, Tyler. We'll get to and get you set up for the Astros as they got a little day baseball. Stay right here. We'll keep you updated. What if you heard them go tackle from Oregon, Josh Connerly Jr., your reaction to that if they went tackle?
My reaction, I feel like maybe a lot of football fans.
Did you just...
Just given the position and...
Real quick, did you make like plural there? Did you say I feel like...
Yeah, you know.
I feel like... I just want to make sure...
Keeping you on your toes on a hump day, you know. But no, I think it'd be meh. Like, it's a need. I would be hoping the best for this kid joining the roster.
I guess maybe it's a future need.
Yes,
maybe it's a future need. Sorry, Blake Fisher, but maybe it's a future lead.
But if there's fans out there like me, and I think there are, because, I mean, I'm awesome, first of all. But it's just any time a tackle or any O lineman's drafted, it's not exciting. Never will be. But I know their importance. I know their role is a quite important to success for a football squad, but it's meh.
You would have drafted a tackle in the second round last year and a tackle in the first round, and there's not a guarantee that either one of them would start this year.
True.
Like, which is weird. Like, which is, I would think one of them would, but there's not a guarantee. Someone text in, I usually agree with Ron. Thank you. But they have quality interior linemen you can draft in the second or third round. Yeah, what I'm saying has nothing to do. Yeah, you can draft him in the second. What I am saying is the first round pick cannot be somebody that is not, that doesn't have a, that has a chance where they won't contribute.
But maybe he'd be better than anything they have, and he comes and starts.
No,
right,
he might, but like right now, as we just established, there's a real chance that Josh Connerly Jr. isn't the starter week one. And what I'm saying is, I don't care if you get a guard, whatever. I'm just saying the person that is drafted at 25 needs to have every opportunity, and not even every opportunity, damn near should be penciled in as a guy that is starting. And I'm saying if it's a tackle, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we want to go with Cam Robinson, who we gave $14 million to, we're going to go, whatever. You would then have somebody who's not contributing at all. That was your first round pick with your most premium pick. That's all I'm saying. You can get interior lineman in a second. I'm not saying it has to be a guard. It could be a receiver. It could be a D tackle. It could be a tight end. It could be a lot. Like, it needs to be somebody that is going to contribute and not be waiting on the, potentially waiting on the bench.
How would you feel then? Let's say hypothetically the Texans view him as being their one or second best tackle on the roster if they draft him. That's why they take him. Moves Blake Fisher to the bench. He's the backup for the year. Does that change?
That's better. That's better. But
still a lot of resources on that tackle position.
You got 4.5 tackles right there, baby. Got 4.5 with, and that half might be your best. And Titus Howard, who you'll be moving to guard. All right, the Astros are looking to finish this thing out, the rubber match of this series with the Mariners, as two tight, low-scoring games of the first two games of this series. They're going to get started here a little after 3 o'clock. Here is the lineup as they will face Luis Felipe Castillo today. Yesterday, they faced Luis Miguel Castillo. That is the damnedest thing in baseball right now to me, that you just got two Luis Castillos back to back in your rotation that every day.
That's the par, man. They're back to back, like they're not even spaced out. It's Luis.
I think Dan is having some fun with that because he could put somebody in between those two. But no, they get him the lineup today. Altuve, where is he playing? Left field, second base. Nope, DH. DH today, he still leads off. Paredes at third. Alvarez, he is in left today. Walker, hopefully he can get going at first base. Pena is at short. Caratini is catching, giving Diaz the day off. And then Rogers is at second base. Myers is in center. And we have arrived to the point where Cam Smith is hitting behind Brendan Rogers and Jake Myers and batting ninth in right field. So that is the lineup. Hunter Brown gets the ball there. And Spencer Arrighetti, real quick update on that. Spencer Arrighetti, as we told you yesterday, he is that freak incident, breaking his thumb on his throwing hand while in the outfield during Mariners BP, which, I mean, just okay. But he will not require surgery on the fractured thumb. The captain, Joe Espada, said Arrighetti will be in a cast for two and a half weeks, after which he will get a follow up. So this is going to be longer than 15 days. He is going to be on, so he's not even going to hold a baseball for 2 weeks. So
it was such an avoidable injury, man.
It's kind of like for the Astros too. You know,
how the hell's that happen?
Based off of last year, it's kind of like they always say: if you ask a woman how many partners she's had, you have to double the number.
Yeah,
I almost
girl.
Feel like for
yeah,
injuries with right. the Astros, you have yeah, to double the right. time frame as well.
Damn, Luke, that's well said.
That's right there, a month. Man. Yep. Mm. Yep. What's your body count? They say 2 weeks. Nah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Dude, spit on that thing.
Yeah, they spit on
that. That means 4 weeks.
That's four.
At least
4 weeks. So that is the latest. I thought you brought up something really interesting. You said, to the point, like, are the Astros, are they becoming closer to the Seattle Mariners, the way that they play baseball and the way they're constructed? Seattle, who has been offensively challenged for years, but have been competitive because their pitching has been really competitive. I don't want to go that far yet, but both these teams look like this is the type of game that we play right here. Give us 2-1, 3-2, baby.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was watching the game last night. It's like the Spider-Man meme with the Spider-Mans pointing at each other. I mean, these were two teams that neither one could get a big hit. They were striking out a bunch. Good, you know, the aces on the mound, good starting pitchers that were strong, and just frustrating at-bats, and no one could score. I was thinking, man, this is the Astros are playing the Mariners game here. This is what we've seen from Seattle for years, and now we're seeing it from the Astros. And if you look at the stats, the Astros' batting average is right there with the Mariners. They're hitting the same. They both have struck out exactly the amount of same times this year. They're both right now top eight in ERA. It's so early in the season, but when you look at the numbers right now so far, I mean, they have the same profile as Seattle. And I don't think that's going to continue.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're still on this early. It's still early.
It is. I trust this lineup. I think they'll get going, especially playing, you know, half their games in their home stadium. But as we sit here currently, the Astros team we've watched so far in 2025 have looked a lot like and have played a lot like the Mariners, where they can't hit a lick. They strike out way too much, can't put the ball in play in big moments, can't get the big hit with runners in scoring position like last night. And thankfully, they've had some good enough pitching, at least good pitching overall, that has allowed them to win the games that they have.
It's an interesting thought. Again, as you said, I think it's still early to get there. And I think Julio Rodriguez is one of the top 2025 players in baseball. But he's not Yordan Alvarez in that lineup.
No.
He's not Altuve. They still have that in those two guys in their lineup to where, you know, they can carry, you know, a lineup for a little bit, right? So they still have some things, but there are still concerns with that lineup big time, because if they're anything close to Seattle, like you're saying, it's very problematic, because Seattle's pitching is much better right now than the Astros, right? So like, the Astros obviously need to hit more than the Mariners do. But a lot more, because the Mariners, they might have the best rotation, right, in Major League Baseball. They've got a really good bullpen. Their closer, we were able to see him last night, kind of shut them down when he was in there. The Astros have more question marks when it comes to their pitching staff. Now, I think their back of the bullpen is really, really good with Abreu and Hader. But the middle is concerning. And then once you get past, like, once we get past these 2 days with Framber, who was excellent yesterday, Hunter Brown, who I'm sure will shut down the sorry-ass Mariners offensive lineup. But once you get past that, now Spencer Arrighetti's going to be in a cast for, what, the next 8 weeks? Like, once you get past that, well, they said two to two and a half weeks, but guys, come on, it's the Astros' injuries. Like, after that, now they're going and dipping into guys that aren't guys that I think they really have comfort starting games, like they're going to have to.
Yeah, how about the fact that yesterday was April 8th, and they were already using Josh Hader for multiple innings and back-to-back appearances?
I saw that too, man. That's something he never did in San Diego.
Yeah, he's done it twice now back-to-back here in the first 2 weeks of the season. My biggest concern with this team is still the bullpen. Taylor Scott, my guy, has not pitched well the last 2 days. And you go back to what we opened the afternoon with Montero. And you look at Montero is not a very good pitcher until that 1 year at the Astros, got the big contract, and then regressed to the mean. Now, Taylor Scott didn't get a big contract, but before he came to the Astros, he had a 9 career ERA.
And then he had a really good year last year.
He had a good year last year, but now I think regressing to the mean. I mean, even relying, he's on the IL right now, but like Caleb, or same idea, you know, terrible before the Astros, had the good year last year. These are just not guys you can rely on, which maybe the same could be said for some of the guys in the lineup too, that last year was a little bit of a overperformance, and you can't bank on that returning or duplicating this year. But yeah, my biggest concern is still the bullpen. I think the lineup will come around.
Yeah.
It's still too early, but the way they've played so far, Like I said, they've looked like the Mariners. This lineup has been atrocious. They got to put more balls in play. They got to get a big hit. Yesterday was tough on the eyes, and try to score some more runs.
Good hope. You got them on the over today, Tyler? Runs? What is it?
It was at 4.5, so I'm not. But I have a.
Is it 4.5?
Yeah, for the Astros. The
team total. Yeah,
the team total. The game was around 7, but I was just telling Kix Rocks on YouTube. I have quite a substantial wager today on Jordan's bases.
Ooh,
so God. I'll be watching his at bats as always.
How many does he need to get?
Over 1.5 total bases. Got a couple Benjamins on it.
All right, Lord.
Just to interject real quick, for an under like today or in general, always bet the unders on the afternoon getaway games.
Yeah.
Which this is. I bet them all. Right now it's looking like 6-1 so far today if these games hold up. So for this game, take the under, Astros Mariners. Do it every Wednesday afternoon game.
You two degenerates are just ridiculous. This guy here.
I just need a Jordan double.
Just roll through that.
I just had to check to make sure. Thanks.
All right. The Rockets had a big night yesterday, and they didn't even play. They are now locked in as the 2 seed, an amazing accomplishment. But now we got to deal with them as the 2 seed. Now we got to look at our expectations as a 2 seed. Or do we? We'll discuss that coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.